We are back live from the DNC in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where it's 135 degrees. It's a bit cooler here in the Luther Burbank Center. It's actually the Wells Fargo Center, but I always call it Luther Burbank Center because that's what we have back home. That's a long story, but everyone figures it out. Anyway, it's great to have Crystal Ball with us, longtime MSNBC host who I watched every day. She's been with us on the radio before on the phone, but now we get to meet face-to-face. She is a senior fellow at the New Leaders Council. Great to see you.
Great to see you, too. It's great to actually get to be face-to-face with you for a change.
Yeah, I know it's disappointing, isn't it? Look at this
Not
face.
Not at all. Not at all. Face made for television, but just happens to be on the radio.
You have the face for television.
Oh, jeez. Crystal.
She's a sweetheart, isn't she? Wow. Tell us all about the New Leaders Council.
Oh, so this is a great network. They've trained 4,000 young progressive leaders. So we're talking about people in their 20s who have already accomplished a lot in their hometowns. They've got chapters all across the country. And interestingly, given recent news, honorary co-chair of the New Leaders Council is one Tim Kaine.
Really?
So they have several dozen candidates now on the ballot this fall, and I've just joined the group to help get the word out about the great work that they're doing, and I'm pretty excited to be working with them.
You were the Democratic Party nominee for Congress in Virginia's 1st District. That
Indeed.
Was in 2010. You lost to Bob Whitman. You going to run again? I asked you that last time.
I think you always have to.
I know. Well, I think you should.
I don't rule anything out. Let's say that. Yeah. But there is nothing like on the agenda. I just moved to Kentucky, actually. So I got to get settled into
right.
a new place before I can start thinking about such things.
I'd forgotten
Where
about
in
that.
Kentucky?
Louisville.
Oh,
it's
Louisville.
Great. I mean, we love it. We're so happy
great
there.
Food.
Yeah, great food. Great horses.
Great horses.
Great bourbon.
Great. Mint chew.
Do you have any on you?
I don't think they would have let it in. I don't know.
So, more on the New Leaders Council. What's the website?
NLCNewLeadersCouncil.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, give me just a little more info on
so it's a really exclusive 5-month intensive leadership training. And then once you go through that, you have access to this national network of folks, and they do sort of continuing events. I just came back from their national retreat in D.C. that Valerie Jarrett spoke at, that Nancy Pelosi led a session for. And they just did something that I think is super cool. Given the fact that we have this changing economy, a lot of folks, workers being left behind, they came together and said, okay, we have this national network of millennial thinkers. What are some real concrete solutions that are going to work for a modern economy to make sure that it works for everyone? And they put together a blueprint of some of those best ideas and are hosting a town hall here tomorrow with some of these young leaders to discuss the ideas in that blueprint. The ultimate goal is to come up with a millennial contract for America.
Nice.
Of new ideas that could really make sure that everyone shares in the incredible prosperity of this country. So it's super cool. I mean, there's people that are activists. There are people who are in office, are running for office. We have Michael Blake, who's a representative from Bronx in New York, who's a rising star, and just a lot of great folks involved. So I'm really excited to be getting to know them.
They're very cool.
Yeah.
Got to get those millennials, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Not that they're a monolithic group. Trust me, there's a lot of debate even with our own organization. But in general, this is a group that's very forward-thinking, very open-minded, not sort of bound to the ideologies of the past. You know, they didn't go through the Cold War in the way that older generations did. So they're not afraid of experimenting with new ways of thinking about the economy. So I think that's what the future of the country looks like, regardless of what happens in this election. That's the future of the country. And working with these young folks, I couldn't be more excited about what this nation is going to look like.
Are you a delegate?
I am not a delegate. I am here with the Kentucky delegation, though, as a guest.
Oh, cool.
And then I'm doing some other stuff, too. But, yeah, my Kentuckians.
Well, it's wonderful to meet you in person. And we will talk again on the telephone at some point.
Indeed. I hope you'll have me back.
Oh, of course. Crystal Ball, a senior fellow at the New Leaders Council, newleaderscouncil.org. Great to see you. Thanks
Great
so much.
Great to see you, Steve. Thank you.
Short break. Will Durst. Briefly, because he's working too. We'll be right back.